Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The exclusive home of Patriots Monday with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com station. Trending now. Now, the WEEI Trending Now.
Trending now brought to you by Norfolk Power Equipment. The Red Sox tonight, they lost to the Astros 6-3. The bullpen, simply terrible, unable to hold the lead for David Price. David Price, however, he was cheered, leaving the game allowing no runs, two hits, and two walks, while recording 10 strikeouts through 6 3 innings. Eduardo Rodriguez, he'll take the mound tomorrow in Game 2 of the three-game series at Fenway. First pitch right here in the Shaw Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, scheduled for 4:05 tomorrow afternoon. Chris Sale, he'll return to the lineup on Tuesday, getting the start against the Blue Jays. Alex Cora today saying he'll go two innings, about 40 pitches. It was announced today that the Red Sox and second baseman Dustin Pedroia, he will not return to the lineup this season. Still dealing with that left knee injury. He's expected to be ready for spring training next year. And the Patriots, they are getting closer to their 1 p.m. kickoff on Sunday with the Texans in their season opener at Gillette. Four players, they're listed as questionable to take the field: Marcus Cannon, Nate Ebner, Jacob Hollister, and rookie Sonny Mitchell. Finally tonight, three former Celtics were inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame: Charlie Scott, Ray Allen, and yes, my man Dino Raja is an NBA Hall of Famer. Weather tonight in Boston, partly cloudy, 64 degrees. It'll drop as low as 60 tonight before a 70-degree day tomorrow. I'm Patrick Gilroy, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
For all station contest rules, go to WEEI.com/rules. WEEI.com/rules.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
He swings, it's a hard shot into left center field, a base hit. Jackie scores, rounding second, on his way to third with a head first slide, Benintendi. And then he calls safe. Bregman walking off the field like it was the third out.
Hey man, look at this.
But the run scores, and it's a 3-3 ball game.
Recapping the Red Sox loss against the Astros.
And this is a wild pitch. It gets away. Another run's coming in. Ball ended up over by the Astros on deck circle as Kelly is really wobbling here in the eighth inning. Altuve comes in. It is now 5-3 Houston.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
It is Red Sox Review right here, Sports Radio WEEI. Patrick Gilroy with you guys until midnight tonight. As always, the number to join me here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And you know, it's funny because every single time we start this show, we sit here and we discuss what can we learn about this team. What are we going to garner out of a game for a team that's been so dominant all season long, right? And I think tonight, this is the definition of what this Red Sox team potentially can be when the playoffs come around. This is everybody's biggest fears coming true. Because tonight was the tale of two games. I mean, you got the best and worst of the Red Sox all in one game here. You got David Price, who has been simply phenomenal. And it blows my mind that I'm sitting here talking about just how dominant David Price has been. We'll go over the larger picture numbers coming up a little bit later in the program. But this isn't just a short run here that David Price has been on. This isn't just, you know, post-All-Star break. He's been dominant post-All-Star break. But I'm going to give you guys numbers that go back all the way to calendar years, back to August of 2016. You could make an argument that he has been one of the best pitchers in baseball since August 2016. And I know that there's been a lot of negative stories about David Price. He's brought a lot of it onto himself. And perception is a very powerful thing. And perception sometimes can become the reality of a situation, even though perception and reality and facts don't always match up. So we'll talk about David Price and break down really what's been a dominant stretch for David Price coming up a little bit later in the program. If anybody's got a right to be pissed tonight, it's David Price. If he wants to pull one of his bitchy little acts in the clubhouse after the game today, I wouldn't blame him at all. He was as good as he could ever be expected to be tonight. You know, David Price goes out there, gives up 2 hits, 10 strikeouts, 2 walks, and was filthy with the baseball. He had movement on that baseball that you don't always see from David Price. He has truly learned how to pitch once again. I think the days of David Price being a 98, 99 guy are essentially over. But the difference here is that David Price, he has learned how to pitch effectively with a fastball that's going to top out at 93, 94 with movement. And now when he's got that movement on the 93, 94 mile an hour fastball and he hits you with a changeup, it's meaningful, it's impactful. And David Price is dominant once again. But the biggest fears that Red Sox fans have had all season long continue to come through. So if this team falters in the playoffs and ultimately they falter due to the bullpen, nobody's going to be surprised, right? I mean, they've given us all the warning signs. We've seen the writing on the wall for the entirety of this season. Despite the fact that this team has been historically good all year, despite the fact that there is no doubt they're going to win somewhere between 105 and 110 games, despite all of that, it doesn't matter because we said that this team needs what? They need a dominant David Price. You saw that tonight. You need Chris Sale to come back healthy. We'll learn a lot more about Chris Sale when he comes back on Tuesday. Good sign last week from Eduardo Rodriguez in his first game back. He was outstanding. He'll take the mound tomorrow. So 2 out of those 3 pitchers have proven once again that post-injury, they've been able to come back and come back healthy and be themselves. The problem is, it's this damn bullpen. Joe Kelly, I'm sorry, he looks like a nervous little kid out there on the mound. He has zero confidence in himself right now. It's all over his body language. He exudes zero faith in himself. So how are his teammates expected to have faith in him? You know, there's got to be a creative sort of scenario here, a creative way to fix this problem if you're the Red Sox. And I wonder if that solution is somebody like Erod going to the bullpen. Because if something like this happens in a playoff game where you get an outstanding performance from a David Price or an outstanding performance from a Chris Sale where they go 6 innings and give up only 2 hits, you know, you leave 2 runners on, 10 strikeouts, 2 walks, you're just outstanding, and then the bullpen, they can't hold that lead for you. They can't hold a 2-0 lead for you. That's how you lose playoff games. That's how you lose playoff series. And that's how you bow out early despite winning 105 to 110 games. So the question that I've got for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937, what meant more tonight? What ultimately is going to determine what this team potentially can be when the playoffs roll around? What was more impactful? What was more meaningful tonight? The fact that David Price came back after the hit on the wrist a couple of weeks back and was filthy, just dominant, was that more meaningful than what we saw from the bullpen as they implode once again and ultimately cost this team what should have been a victory? This should have been a victory. You're at home. You've got David Price on the mound. The place was electric tonight. David Price was electric tonight. And this bullpen simply was awful. And there's really no other way to put it. And the questions really become, is there somebody in that bullpen right now that you do have faith in, not named Kimbrel? And Kimbrel, by the way, hasn't been himself either, especially the second half of this season. But I think he's earned the ability for us to have faith in him, right? He's not the problem in that bullpen. But are there other guys in that bullpen right now that you guys feel confident in when they come out, when they are called to the mound, is there a sense of confidence when any one of these guys are called to the mound? Because for me right now, that list is short. It's a very short list of guys that give me confidence when they are called upon in bullpen action, in relief action. And it's really a shame here because these are the games that matter, I guess. You're playing a very good Houston team. It's a true test of what a playoff game could look like. It's a true test of what a playoff series could look like. Low scoring, limited starting pitching. When I say limited, I mean, you know, you pull David Price after six innings. These guys aren't going to go seven, eight innings in a playoff game. We know that. You are going to have to rely on your bullpen to give you meaningful, impactful innings in the playoffs. And this Red Sox team, once again, they cannot rely on their bullpen. Their bullpen continues to let them down. Is there a solution if Eduardo Rodriguez enters that bullpen? Is that a potential solution for this Red Sox team? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's a guy that we can count on when it comes to coming out of the bullpen. But there's got to be some sort of creative answer that Alex Cora comes up with here alongside Dombrowski and the Red Sox brain trust, because what a sin it would be, what a waste it would be for this team to bow out of the playoffs early because they could not get additional bullpen arms. They couldn't get somebody to come in here that's somewhat reliable. Because it's as plain as day right now. There is zero faith in that bullpen. Those players don't have faith in the bullpen. The larger problem is guys like Joe Kelly, yeah, he can hit 100 on the gun. He did it tonight, but so what? He may have electric stuff occasionally, but so what? He has proven time and time again, he is not a reliable option. He is not somebody that you can depend on. He is not somebody that you can count on if you're the Boston Red Sox and you are in a playoff game. So it's hard for me to sit here and condemn this team, right? Because this team has been so great all season long. But really, you guys have been calling the station all year and saying, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This team could potentially be a paper tiger because they're going to look dominant for most of the season. They're going to break all kinds of records. They're going to be great offensively. You've got two incredible starting pitchers when they're healthy in Chris Sale and David Price. And, oh, by the way, Rick Porcello and Eduardo Rodriguez, they're not too bad either. But this bullpen could be the undoing of your Boston Red Sox. We'll talk about that tonight right here on Sports Radio WEI as we take you guys up until midnight tonight on Red Sox Review. It's Patrick Gilroy. Room for you guys at 617-779-7937. It is Red Sox Review right here, Sports Radio WEI. Patrick Gilroy with you guys until midnight tonight. Number to join me here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And, you know, this was one of these games where truly a tale of two games, best and worst case scenario for your Red Sox, a complete contrast. You've got the dominant performance on one hand from David Price, and then you've got an abysmal performance from the bullpen. And for me, you know, the whole thing with David Price is going into tonight's game. Check these numbers out. These are staggering numbers. Now, these do not account for tonight's game. I haven't entered them into the math here yet. But going into tonight's game with David Price, the Red Sox are 35-13 in Price's last 48 starts. That's a .729 winning percentage that dates back 2 years to August of 2016. This includes 17-2 in his last 19 starts. They are 17-2 as a team, as a whole, in his last 19 starts going into tonight. The Red Sox had won his last 9 starts going into tonight, including 10-0 at Fenway. And check this out. In his 7 starts since the All-Star break, David Price has been 4-0 with a 1.62 ERA, best in baseball. David Price has been incredible this season. And he did go through the drama with the Yankee start earlier this year and the drama with the Fortnite and all that stuff, all that noise that surrounded David Price. And in a lot of ways, he's been his own worst enemy. But this, for me anyways, this is the longest stretch that I've seen David Price perform at this high level since being in a Red Sox uniform. This is the guy that the Red Sox paid all that money to. And this is the guy that the next logical step for David Price would be to carry over performances like this into the playoffs. But what a sin it would be if you get a performance like this from David Price in the playoffs, but then ultimately what happens? The bullpen lets this team down once again. And that has been a problem all season long for this Red Sox team. It's been a problem that they've tried to creatively address without really going too far outside the organization. But it's got to be clear to them now that, like, this whole Joe Kelly experiment, and it's, I hesitate to call it an experiment because he's been up for a couple of years now. But at some point, somebody over there has to shake the leadership of the Boston Red Sox and say, this guy just is what he is. He's another one of these guys that's got an electric arm, and they tempt everybody when they can hit a three-digit number on the gun. I understand that. But again, this performance tonight from Joe Kelly is just another in a long line of these types of performances where he gives up four hits, three runs, and a wild pitch in one inning of work and ultimately costs his team an opportunity to win the game. And on the text line here, somebody's saying, yeah, but you got to score more than three runs. And while I agree with that, the whole point here is in the playoffs, what happens? In the playoffs, these are low-scoring games where the starting pitcher typically goes 5 to 6 innings. So you depend on your bullpen and your defense so much more in the postseason than you do in the regular season. And this bullpen for your Boston Red Sox has not got the job done yet. Is there a creative solution to fixing what ails this Red Sox bullpen? We'll try to work through it together here at 617-779-7937. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Connecticut. Jay, you're first up here on Red Sox Review.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, yeah, so, well, first of all, the only thing I got out of today was Price, you know, coming after he got hit from, you know, in the wrist. He looked great.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that I'm really concerned about going into tonight's game. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we swept Houston. So, I mean, you can't get crazy. You can't get, you know, too worried over one game.
It's not about the one game. Hold on, Jay. It's not about the one game because, again, I'm probably one of the more optimistic guys here on the station. But tonight's game really felt like a potential playoff game. It had that playoff feel to it, a lower scoring game, a pitching type dominated game, right? Where it was going to come down to which team did the little things better. And that's what playoff wins and losses are made of. So this was an opportunity here for the Red Sox bullpen to come through in a meaningful, impactful situation. And they pooped their pants, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah. Well, I think you're missing the point of when it's playoff time. Kelly might come in for one batter, you know, and that's it. He's not going to be pulled out there like just giving up hits. I mean, he's going to come in the playoffs for one batter. And if he doesn't get the guy out, there's going to be a next guy up. And then if he doesn't get there, there's going to be the next guy up. And one of the starters is going to be in the bullpen. But, you know, obviously last year, Price was one of the best guys coming out of the bullpen. Obviously this year, you know, he turned the tide, so he's going to be a starter. But a guy like Edavi Wright, one of these guys is going to be in the bullpen.
So that's interesting. It's interesting. Right. Nathan Eovaldi is a guy that's got a power arm. I agree with you there. He's going to be a bullpen guy. I like that call right there. But he's also a guy that struggles with his control. He's one of these guys like Joe Kelly. When he's on, he's electric. When he's not, he's not. So there's going to be a quick trigger there. Stephen Wright, you're talking about a knuckleballer in a potential tight sort of playoff game. I don't know how comfortable I am there. The guy that I would like to see in the bullpen, but I don't think it's going to happen, is Erod. Because to me, Erod's a guy that can give this team two innings of work coming out of the bullpen, and we can rely on Eduardo Rodriguez. I'm not scared when he takes the mound. But these other guys, to me, they're the question mark each and every time out. And that's not really good enough when the playoffs roll around, Jay.
Right. When I was calling, those are my two guys. I was going to say Edavi and Erod. Those are going to be the two guys in the bullpen because you're not going to go with four starters, or you're not going to go with five starters for sure. And, you know, especially in a five-game series, it's probably going to be, you know, obviously it's going to be Sale and then probably Porcello and then probably Price because you want to get that lefty-righty-lefty. I really see Erod and Edavi in the pen.
I hope that's the case, Jay, and I'm up against it. I appreciate the phone call. Nathan Eovaldi is somebody that I think can help this team in the bullpen. Ultimately, I think he's somebody that could do nice things for this team, but he's also one of these guys that tends to be wild. He's a guy that tends to be one when he's on, he's on. When he's not, he's not. There's a reason why Tampa gave up on him, despite the fact that he's got electric stuff. You know, very similar to the way that I described Joe Kelly. He's a guy that if and when the Red Sox decide to move on from Joe Kelly, there will be other teams, other suitors that are interested in a guy like Joe Kelly because he can hit triple digits on the gun, just like Nathan Eovaldi can. And that is always a very, very tempting thing for these teams to grab a hold of. But ultimately here, hitting 100 miles an hour on the gun is meaningless if you don't have movement, if you don't have control. And that's where both of these guys struggle. And we saw the best of Nathan Eovaldi his first two times out. His last time out, he was better, but he wasn't good enough. He couldn't even go four innings for this team. You're going to need more from Nathan Eovaldi, and he's going to have to prove that in a meaningful, impactful pressure situation, he can come in out of the bullpen, which is very different than being prepared for a start for 5 days and having your time off and prepping for your team that you're going to face. It's very, very different when you come out of the bullpen and you've got to perform and perform right now and you don't know when you're going to be called. So it'll be a new role right now for him with this Red Sox team, but it's one that I think is probably better suited for him come the postseason. It's Eduardo Rodriguez. I mean, I took a bunch of calls last night of people that want Erod to be a starter in the rotation when the postseason rolls around. And I'm just not sure this team's got that luxury. Because to me, having Erod as like your number four starter in the playoffs, that would be a luxury that this team can't afford. I think he is the most likely candidate to be somebody that this team ultimately can trust when they go to the bullpen in a playoff game. Because ultimately here, this team is built to win right now, this year, next year. It's World Series or bust. They can't afford to have another painful exit from the playoffs early here. They can't afford to say, you know what, it was a great season, we'll learn from it and move on. Not the way these contracts line up, not the way these veteran players line up. This is a team that's built to win a World Series right now. And it would be an ultimate sin if they can't achieve that goal or can't even get out of the first round because the bullpen, something that people have been worried about since April, was never able to really get fixed. That would be an inexcusable error here, error in judgment from Dave Dombrowski and the Red Sox brain trust. It is Sports Radio WEEI. It is Red Sox Review. I am Patrick Gilroy. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. Let's stick with the calls. Let's go to Jordan. Jordan's on the Cape. Jordan, you're next up here on WEEI.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
What's up, Jordan?
So I saw tonight's game. It was okay, you know. Look at David Price. He went six innings really very well, and then comes Joe Kelly.
Yep.
Joe Kelly is kind of like Eric Gagne in a way, you know.
Well, for a time though, Eric Gagne was one of the best closers in baseball. So
yes, but then when his time came up, he was doing worse and worse.
Right.
Bottom of the ninth, Red Sox up 4-2. Then he blows it.
Oh, you're talking about Red Sox Eric Gagne. Very different. Yeah, I understand. I gotcha.
It's kind of like him.
Yep.
But as I heard on the other segment, I think it would be, if they had the luxury, it would have been Price, Erod, and then there would be
Sale?
Sale, yeah.
And Porcello.
That would be a great. But I don't think that they're going to get Erod in there. As you said, you know.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, Jordan, I think Erod is better suited for this team to come out of the bullpen. I do. He's somebody that I think Alex Cora can trust, and they're going to have to put a real infusion of talent into that bullpen once the playoffs roll around. It's not about taking a chance on Nathan Eovaldi. Ultimately, Eovaldi's going to wind up in the bullpen because that's what his role is going to be. But it's no longer about seeing if Drew Pomeranz can return to the form that he had last year. It's not about, well, we'll throw Eovaldi out there and see if he's got control tonight. You don't have that luxury in a playoff game. You just don't. You don't have that luxury in a playoff series. You don't. Not when you're the Boston Red Sox. Not when you're coming off multiple years here of early disappointing exits. And not when you've got a team with the highest payroll in baseball. Two excellent starting pitchers in David Price and Chris Sale. J.D. Martinez, who's here on a bargain contract, will have an opportunity to bow out of that contract after next season. We know Chris Sale's going to need a new contract. David Price will have an opportunity to get out of his contract. And oh my, how the tides have really changed there, how opinions have changed there when it comes to David Price. 3 months ago, everybody was begging for him to turn his career here in Boston around, not for the benefit and help of the Red Sox, but for the likelihood that he may opt out of his contract. But now, dare I say, that the Red Sox want nothing to do with David Price opting out. Maybe he is worth close to the $30 million a year he's getting, because the numbers tell me that for the last two calendar years, he has been one of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. It is Sports Radio WEI. It is Red Sox Review. Room for you at 617-779-7937. Let's stick with the calls tonight. Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Westfield. Paul, you're next up here on WEI.
Finally, Gilroy can say the Price is right. Nice stats, bud. 17-2 with a 1.6 ERA, the best in baseball since the All-Star. I'd say you can say he's refound himself.
Yeah, he's been incredible. And you know, the thing here is, when you go back over the last two calendar years, go back to August of 2016, the Red Sox as a team are 35-13 in David Price's last 48 starts. It's a 729 winning percentage. And you think about everything that's transpired, Paul, over the last two calendar years with David Price. You talk about the injury last year, coming out of the bullpen in the playoffs, all of the drama with Dustin Pedroia and Eckersley, the drama this year with Fortnite and the Yankees, essentially his inability to defeat the Yankees and play well against the Yankees. Despite all of that, all the drama and all the BS, he has been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last two calendar years.
Finally, and thank God it's worth it. Pat, the shelling of Kelly, who's, like you're saying, they're throwing 100 right down the middle with no movement, he gets shelled. So, I implore, when are we going to at least say, look, if we have a box with a 3D image, let them design it so maybe the pitchers don't even know it's there. They can have that. It's a heads-up display. And if they're cracked, if they're warming up and there's no movement and Kelly isn't or Kimbrel is, at least I know I have a chance. Because we know when they go up there with no torque and no natural contour and it sits in the middle of the plate, what you call cruddy strikes, we're going to get shelled. So why can't they try to be a little more selective when we have a game like this where it's not, well, not this, where it's going to be on the line? They've got to try to be better in their selection of who's actually able to pitch at that moment, not who says he can pitch it. And one more quick point. With Price being hit in the hand and having to rest, there's a certain advantage to having to sit and rest where you sit and think you don't make sense out of nonsense. And you get like a buildup of a focus, which a Price is showing. And we saw a sales show when he came back. So I would pitch them as little as possible and then unleash them in the playoffs and just let the best saver of that moment and that day, let him pitch, not be so strict on whose name is on the piece of paper.
Well, listen, Paul, we're going to learn a lot more about Chris Sale coming up on Tuesday. He'll get the start against the Blue Jays. Coming up after the break, I'll tell you what Alex Cora had to say about that start and the likelihood that, you know, he goes more than a couple of innings. It is in a very high likelihood. So this is going to be sort of a feeler start for Chris Sale. There were some specifics laid out prior to the game tonight. I'll tell you all about those, and I'll give you guys the latest on Dustin Pedroia. You saw him. He was in uniform tonight. Does that mean he's going to make his way back onto the field this year? I'll tell you what Alex Cora had to say when we come back right here, Sports Radio, WEI.
This is Red Sox Review on WEI.
It is Sports Radio, WEI. It is Red Sox Review. Patrick Gilroy here for another 10 minutes or so, taking your phone calls at 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And I got to tell you, on the text line, somebody says, stop the nonsense. Price can't pitch when it's cold, period, in big capital letters. So I guess he's yelling that out to me. So that is a problem, and it's been a problem for David Price historically here, right? But last year, out of the bullpen, he pitched well in the playoffs. So my hope here, and again, I said it earlier on this season when it was clear that David Price was going to have an above-average year. We didn't know how good he was going to be, but he was certainly trending in the right direction. I said it then, and I'll say it again now. And by the way, I'll say the same thing about Chris Sale. He's somebody that's had a difficult time in the postseason as well, historically. So neither one of those guys exude a tremendous amount of confidence when you look at their historical performances in the playoffs. However, that would have taken all of the joy out of this season if I said, you know what, this team's trending to win 110 games, but their top two pitchers have been historically abysmal starters in the playoffs, so this team doesn't have a chance. what's the point in watching these games? What's the point in covering this team? What's the point in having the sort of fun that we've all had this year? And by the way, we have had a tremendous amount of fun. EEI's ratings are way up over last year. NESN's ratings are way up over last year. And attendance is way up over last year. So imagine all that goes away because guys like you think, you know what? History tells me that David Price is going to suck come October, so none of this matters. I can't allow myself to go down that road. That's no fun. And the whole reason why we do this is to have fun. I watch these games because they are fun. I root for these teams because it is fun. You know, real life sucks. This is fun. A guy like you worrying about what might happen a month from now, that's not fun. That's a worry that you don't need to carry through your day-to-day life. I certainly don't. I've got enough real-life worry to deal with day-to-day than to sweat out what David Price may or may not do because of what he may or may not have done historically in the past is going to tell me what he may or may not do come 30 days from now. That makes zero sense to me. It is Sports Radio WEEI. It is Red Sox Review. The Red Sox, they blow a tough one tonight. Absolutely. A game they should have won. David Price was great tonight. 10 strikeouts, goes 6-plus innings, gives up just 2 hits. And ultimately, it's not enough because Joe Kelly and the rest of the Red Sox bullpen did what they've done all season long, and that was implode. And ultimately, take a win away, not only from the team, but from David Price. And this was one of those games David Price left the mound, loud standing ovation, part of this transformation of David Price that we've seen over the course of this Red Sox season. It's something that I hope we continue to see as this team makes their way into October. Let's get right back out to the phones. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in North Providence. Mike, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Mike.
You know, with regards to David Price, I was watching the game tonight, and I kind of realized how they've made the transformation with him. What he's actually doing now is it's the Greg Maddux pitch selection. You know, it's the cutter and the two-seamer with the changeup thrown in there.
Yep.
And what Maddux used to do, he used to work the inside and outside corners and, like, you know, make X's on the plate. You know, the cutter bearing in on the lefty, the two-seamer, you know, cutting away. And, like, a perfect example in this game was when he froze Springer at the plate because he went and he threw that cutter with the second pitch to get the second strike, you know, inside. And then he throws the two-seamer right at him. And, you know, Springer's kind of, the last pitch he saw in there was the cutter, and he just kind of, like, you know, it looks like it's going to be off the plate, but then it goes back on, and he's frozen looking at it.
Well, David Price, he's learned how to pitch this year, so we all know. I mean, he's lost 3, 4, 5 miles an hour off the fastball from where he was a few years ago. He's never going to be the guy that, you know, fires it down there at 98 consistently like he used to be, and that used to be enough for him to be a dominant power pitcher. So now when he dials it up to 93, 94 and he hits him with a nasty changeup, that's meaningful. That's impactful. And there's a big difference from 88 to 94 when there's that kind of movement. So what's really impressed me, and you brought this up comparing him to Greg Maddux, is Maddux had a long Hall of Fame career without any of the power that David Price even has right now because he had pinpoint control. And that's what David Price has really developed into. He has become much more of a control pitcher. And I never thought he was going to be able to successfully become that type of guy.
Well, to me, it's just like watching what's going on out there. You're right about the control, and Price was showing the control in this game, but it really is the pitch selection. The problem with Price before is Price was trying to be the old David Price before, using the old David Price pitch selection before. And evidently Dana Lavangi is like, listen, you can't play, you just can't pitch like that anymore. But you have the cutter, you have the two seamer, you got the changeup. You know what? I know a guy that did really well with those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. Pitch like him, and you'll be fine.
So, you, Mike, in your opinion, though, does it matter? Can this transfer into the playoffs, or are we going to see the old David Price rear his ugly head come October?
I mean, I think as long as I think he could do fine, you know, pitching like this. I mean, I can't tell you. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. What I do know what's the problem, though, is that you're right, correct in that this was a playoff-type game. And Cora, I mean, he bears a lot of the blame for this because it wasn't like he managed horribly. But you know what? A little late taking Price out, right? And I have no idea why Joe Kelly is being put onto the mound without somebody ready to come get him, especially in September with a deep bullpen. I mean, this is just – he's asking for trouble.
They keep on waiting, Mike, for Joe Kelly to sort of turn it back on again. He's a guy that's been streaky at the start of the season. He started off pretty well. He's always one of these guys that gives you a few weeks of – somewhat close to brilliant pitching. But ultimately, you know, when you look at the entire body of work over his time here in Boston, there's been a lot more down than up. And he's somebody that ultimately you can't trust. And when they build this playoff roster coming up here over the course of the last 20 games of the season, you have to ask yourself when you're building this bullpen, can we trust these guys? And I feel like the answer more often than not is going to be no, we cannot trust this guy. And that's why guys like Eduardo Rodriguez and Nathan Evaldi, if they make their way into the bullpen, they're going to drastically affect and change what this bullpen looks like. You know, I can't trust Nathan Evaldi all that much right now, but I can trust Eduardo Rodriguez. The other thing that happened today was we got a couple of injury updates here. Chris Sale, great news. If you're looking for Chris Sale news, he'll be back on Tuesday. He'll be on a limited pitch count, expected to go two innings. He'll get the start, about 40 pitches against the Toronto Blue Jays. Dustin Pedroia, you might have seen him in uniform tonight, but unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, he will not be thrown back into the mix this year. He had an arthroscopic procedure back in July to clean up some scar tissue. That means he's out, expected to be 100% next February when this team meets in Florida for spring training. So this has been Red Sox Review. The Red Sox, they lose tonight. They blow a golden opportunity. They blow a great game from David Price. Your final score from Fenway is 6-3. My name is Patrick Gilroy. Stay tuned for NBC Sports Radio. That comes up next right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.